morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is pleased to present Corn Belt Classic 21. It happens Wednesday and Thursday, June 12th and 13th, broadcast live from the Ameristar Hotel and Casino, Council Bluffs, Iowa. You'll be able to see it on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 46,300 head to be sold on Wednesday and Thursday, including 550 Holsteins that'll lead the sale off, 11,400 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 8,700 weaned calves, and over 19,000 calves on cows, along with 600 bred stock. If you'd like to know details of when an estimated time will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, you can call 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
For the last several years now, Oklahoma's beef cattle industry has been faced with some kind of major disruption stemming from a natural disaster. In the past, those disasters have come in the form of localized wildfires. This year, though, in 2019, extensive flooding has manifested as the culprit behind yet another catastrophe. According to Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey, while some of the challenges of flooding are similar to those caused by wildfire, the overall situation is a completely different animal.
You know, in Oklahoma, unfortunately, we're kind of used to the wildfires being what we've had for the past several years, but it burns and it leaves you and it's done, and then you can kind of assess what you need to get done, the fences you've lost, etc. Flooding is completely different, and we still have some folks who just haven't even been able to get back in.
Many fields in the affected areas are still reportedly underwater. Kelsey says no official death losses have been recorded as of yet, and probably won't be for some time. However, based on anecdotal testimony, many producers have sustained some significant losses. Fencing will be a major concern as waters recede, but in the meantime, producers with either hay underwater or unreachable are fretting the potential loss of much-needed forage, as current hay supplies near depletion. In addition, flooding-related complications in regard to infrastructure have caused problems for some operators as well, particularly for stockers. Some have reported missed marketing opportunities due to washed-out roads and bridges that have prevented them from transporting cattle to sale barns.
When you balance in or try to balance in the market volatility, along with all this weather that we're having, it's a really difficult time in the cattle industry here in Oklahoma. Now, all that being said, trying to be optimistic, there's a lot of grass out there, a lot of grass out there, and we know that cattle do very well on grass. And so trying to be optimistic, we're probably going to hold, I think from a stocker standpoint or from a calf, when we wean those calves, we may be looking at holding calves a little longer than what we have in the past or traditionally, just because we have the forage. Who knows what the corn market's going to do? Our friends up north can't get the corn in the ground. And so that may push us to hold cattle a little longer this year on grass or something along those lines. Flexibility is going to be the key. We have to work with what we have, manage with what we have, and do the best that we can do, and maybe even look for some new opportunities, some new ideas out there, that new partnerships, whatever the case may be, that might be beneficial in these kinds of times. So it's going to be an interesting year, to say the least.
Those who wish to make a charitable donation to the foundation's relief fund, donors may contribute either by phone or via the foundation's website, with credit cards, or by mailing a check made out to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation and designated in the memo for flood relief. You got farm news on Ron.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.